713-390-5102. And our guest this segment is Michael Taylor, author of the book Black Men Rock. That's a pretty good title.
10 Keys to Empowering Black Men to Live Extraordinary Lives.
10 Keys to Empowering Black Men to Lead Extraordinary Lives. Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the, I mean, are they not, are we not already living extraordinary lives?
Well, it depends on who you listen to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the media, you would assume that unfortunately most of us are either in jail or in prison or something. But I believe otherwise.
Yes.
It is my belief that as men, especially as black men, we have the capacity to live, to be, to do, to have anything we set our minds to.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, what I have not been able to find are resources that support us in doing so.
Mm.
And so for the last 20 years or so, I've been actively involved with what's called the men's movement.
Okay.
Which the men's movement started back in the 80s, and there was a gentleman by the name of Robert Bly who wrote a book called Iron John. And basically his premise was, as men, culturally, we have been conditioned to act a certain way.
Mm.
For example, as men, we had two primary roles. Okay. That was to provide and to protect.
Okay.
But what we haven't been taught is to how to connect.
Mm.
And in order for us to connect, we have to be willing to do some emotional work, which hopefully we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, emotional work. That's so important. Hey, folks, does it sound interesting already? Well, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. Now, how long have you been involved in men's work?
Well, let me go back about 20 years and tell you how all this started, actually. Mm-hmm. You see, back in about 89, I had lived the so-called American dream.
Mm.
I had the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids, and by society standards, I was successful.
Yeah, especially if your mortgage was paid off.
And so within a span of about 6 years, I watched that dream turn into a nightmare as I went through a divorce, a bankruptcy,
that'll do it.
A foreclosure, and basically lost everything.
Wow.
So there I was, bankrupt, all alone, completely confused because I did everything I thought I was supposed to do as a man to be successful. But yet my life was in total chaos. So I was sitting up late one night because I couldn't sleep because I was so depressed. And I looked across my room and I noticed that all the books on my bookshelf had something to do with making money.
Mm.
And then this question just popped in my head. And the question was this: Michael, what if you took all the energy and effort you've used in trying to get rich and simply learn how to be happy?
Mm.
And that one simple question literally changed my life in an instant.
Mm,
because tough. as soon as I asked myself that question, there was something in me that shifted. Something in me that said, there's got to be a better way to live.
Yeah.
And so instead of reading books on how to get rich and make money, I started reading psychology and philosophy and metaphysics and spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so I went on this amazing journey of transformation for about 15 years to discover who Michael Taylor really is.
Mm.
Because most of my life I had lived behind the mask of Michael Taylor.
Okay.
I had pretended to be this really successful guy, but internally I was really sad and alone.
Okay.
But this journey really challenged me to look at that.
So after you answered the question, do I want to be happy or rich? I presume you're happy. But now that you're happy, are you rich?
I'm on my way.
Okay.
I am on my way. See, and that's the amazing thing about life, I believe. I believe that every human being has a divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when we experience pain and chaos in our lives, it's just our way of not being in alignment with our purpose.
Okay.
And so my divorce was actually my wake-up call to challenge me to ask myself some deeper questions so that I could get to what I was put on this planet to do. And so as a result of all of that, I have become an author, a motivational speaker, a television host, a radio show host, as a result of what we would consider to be bad things, which was divorce. But again, I say that that was the best thing that ever happened to me because it propelled me to discover who Michael Taylor really is.
Now, in your book, you talk about creating a new paradigm of masculinity.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, let me give you my definition of a paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
A paradigm is simply a rigid way of believing, thinking, and behaving. And here's an example. There was a time when it was thought that it was physically impossible for a human being to run a mile under 4 minutes. the so-called experts said it could not be done. Mm-hmm. For years, that was the belief.
And the world was flat.
And the world was flat. Well, then there was a gentleman by the name of Bannister who decided, you know what? I don't believe that. I really believe that I can run a sub-4-minute mile. Mm-hmm. And so when he started telling other people that he could do that, people said he was crazy. Said, man, that's impossible. You can't do that. Well, guess what? Dr. Bannister broke the 4-minute barrier. But here's the beautiful part about that story. Within a few weeks, more than 10 other people did the same thing. Mm-hmm. So what happened? He created a new paradigm. He created a new way of believing, thinking, and behaving that challenged him and challenged other people to realize what was possible. So from a black male perspective, if you look at the paradigm of our media, it's all negative. It says what we can't do. But what I'm promoting is we can do anything we set our minds to. So what I'm creating is a new paradigm of masculinity in which men begin to recognize that the old ways of being men no longer work.
I'll talk to put it in a few words. Change your thinking, change your life.
Yes.
Change your belief, change your reality.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be.
Yeah. So that's very, very good. Now, also in the book, you talk about the equation. This is interesting. You're a calculus here. A plus A plus A equals C.
A plus A plus A equals C.
Yeah.
This sounds like 3 to me. Third letter of the alphabet. Okay.
This will guarantee great relationships, but only after a person has done his work, his or her work. So, but here's the calculation or the equation. First A, attention. In order to be in relationship with someone, you must pay undivided attention. That means being willing to listen.
Uh-oh.
That means being willing to see another person.
You go with that L word.
to see another person's point of view. Mm-hmm. That's the first A. A number two is affection. Mm-hmm. As human beings, we have to be touched. We have to physically touch each other. Unfortunately, in our current male culture, a lot of men shy away from that. They are taught
that Chisenko didn't have a problem the other day.
we're taught that it's not okay as men for us to be affectionate and to touch. But that's an important aspect of relationships. And number four, the third A is appreciation. Mm-hmm. In other words, simply being grateful that we have this particular person in our lives and really express that. And so if you take A plus A plus A, it equals C. Mm-hmm. C is connection. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all strive for. That's what we all really want. But unfortunately, if we, especially as men, if we haven't done our work, it's difficult, if not impossible, for us to connect.
Now, when it comes to purpose, you know, purpose is an interesting. Sometimes we find that men don't have purpose, not just men, but people in particular, I mean, in general, don't have a purpose. Or passion in their lives. How does your book address that point?
Well, when you think about purpose, and there's lots of ways to think about it. From my perspective, a purpose is a divine appointment that you have as a human being. Mm-hmm. And I believe we all have a divine purpose. The challenge is to be willing to look deeply enough within our own souls to figure out what that purpose is.
Mm. That is truly a challenge.
Absolutely. It's because, and here's why it's a challenge, because we live in a society and culture that constantly tells us to look outside of ourselves for everything.
Even more so today with social media.
Sure, with social media, with technology, we're taught that everything happens outside of us. But it is my belief everything happens within us. Mm. So there's a beautiful saying that says, if you don't go within, you go without. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be willing to go within, and every spiritual practice has that philosophy
Absolutely.
Built into it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we aren't willing to go within, we will always go without. And so to me, purpose is something that we have to choose to find.
Mm-hmm.
And only we can find it and define it. No
right.
one else.
Absolutely.
It is our responsibility to find it. But once we do, and we get in what I'm calling alignment with our purpose, then life really takes on a whole new meaning, and our lives are filled with joy and passion and what I call being extraordinary.
Mm. Okay, we're talking with Michael Taylor, author of Black Men Rock. Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. You know, I was just reflecting earlier. Well, actually, it was just on Friday, and I was meditating and, going within, and in setting it up, I was focusing on my breathing, you know, just to relax myself. And I was just thinking about how we so often spend time, you know, on Facebook and Twitter. And what's that new one we just heard about?
Oh, it's Pinterest.
Pinterest and all
social
the,
media
all
in
the
general.
Other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in general. And I was thinking about how before we had social media and we were sitting around and we were making our list and we were thinking about what we're going to do today or thinking through a problem, we would kind of zone out at times, and it kind of had the same effect as meditation or just tuning out, becoming relaxed and letting go. But when we're constantly into the external
engaged,
stimulation,
right.
We're not really taking that time to zone out or to go within or to just let go. And I think that that is so very important. And I think in terms of your concept of if you don't go within, you go without.
Right.
And very often that could be why people are going without new ideas, okay, new mental stimulation. And because that is where all ideas come from. They do
sure.
come from within.
Right. All ideas, I believe, are simply divine communications from the divine.
Now, what about the transformation for men? What does that mean?
Well, when I was living the so-called American dream, all of my focus was on, again, things outside of myself, making money, having relationships, and all of that.
No, but, the money's not a bad thing. It's a good thing
awesome
to use
thing.
Now.
Money's an awesome thing, but look at how many people have all the money you can imagine and are absolutely miserable.
Or are miserable trying to get the money
and
don't have money.
Just look at it from a media perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we glamorize celebrities and so forth, but look at how many of them lives are in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So the point here, when I start talking about transformation, it is really the process of understanding who you are. It is really the process of understanding the hidden subconscious, unconscious beliefs that we hold about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't go in there and clean those out, then we'll still do repetitive things based on the limited negative information we have inside.
I am not a kleptomaniac. No. Now let's go to line one and talk with Katrina. Katrina, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Michael Taylor on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good morning. Well, I have the pleasure and honor of calling the man you are currently interviewing, my dad.
Oh, great.
My baby girl.
Okay. Now, that's great.
And I wanted to call in, wish him a happy Father's Day, let him know how proud I am of him and how much I love him.
Okay.
That's my baby girl.
And you got to tell all your friends to buy his book.
It's already on Facebook. Y'all are talking about social media. I've already posted it online.
All right. Well, great. That's fantastic.
All right, baby. I love you, too. Looking forward to dinner.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you, Katrina.
Hi, baby.
Bye.
All right, let's go to line two with Texas Mike. You're on Sunday Morning Live, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you and everybody else. How you doing, Mr. Taylor?
Awesome, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm how much time do you have? I'll give you. thank you for asking. I'll give you that line. Listen, Michael, let me give you, and by the way, you have the great name. Whoever named them, thank you. I love that name, Michael, for some reason. Listen, Mike, direct question. I believe in materialism. I live the wine, women, and song life like Hugh Hefner. Do I have the right to choose and define my own happiness, sir?
Absolutely. That is your divine birthright. So the question becomes, when you have all of those things, is your heart at peace?
I choose to have my heart at peace. That's a choice. So yes, sir.
And as mentioned, you have every right to live your life the way you choose. It is not my place to tell anyone how to live their lives. What I'm doing is simply providing information for some folks who may be questioning whether or not they can live what I'm choosing to call an extraordinary life. And ultimately, these 10 keys are just that. They're keys to help and empower people to do that. But you have to define that on your own terms.
Amen. And I just give people a different road. Everybody, have a great day. San Antonio Spurs. Baby.
Right on. Okay. Oh, you want to cover that bet? No, just kidding. Let's talk about those 10 keys. What are they?
Well, let's begin with number one.
Okay.
Key number one is to know thyself.
All right.
And it is the most difficult, most challenging thing that we'll probably ever do.
And nothing too much.
Nothing too much?
Yeah, that was Plato.
Oh, okay.
Know thyself got and it. Nothing thine too much. It was that Socrates?
Thine own self be true. Yeah. Got it. Okay. And so this is the challenge for most of us. As mentioned, we live in a culture and society that constantly tells us that the cars, the house, the money, the external things, what brings us happiness, what brings us joy. And I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that the true joy can only come from within.
Mm-hmm.
And when we make the commitment to know thyself, then that lays the foundation for everything else in our lives. But it all begins with us.
And, of course, in commitment. Let's go to number two.
Number two is develop a spiritual connection.
Okay. Well,
that nurtures your soul.
All right. Number three.
And number three is develop a positive attitude.
Okay, can't be the positive attitude.
It's important to have a positive attitude. And here's the thing. If we do number one, we'll move into number two.
I used to always say, positive men aren't always right. They're just positive. Let's go to number five.
And number four is actually...
Oh, four, okay.
Develop and maintain and make relationships top priority.
Mm-hmm.
And from a male perspective, that's something that I don't think a lot of us as men have done.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I don't do it as much now as I did, before, because I guess I'm so busy. But we used to, make a point a certain day of the week. We'd meet at a certain restaurant, whether it be for breakfast, lunch, or whatever, or even happy hour back. And they don't do happy hour like they used to back in the day. But the idea is, you need to socialize with like-minded people who are focused and, trying to move onward and upward, or even if it's just finding who they are and what their purpose happens to be.
Well, and actually that's key number five, okay, which is developing a positive support network.
Okay.
It is absolutely important that we surround ourselves with like-minded people that's going to empower us and support us to live the life that we choose to live.
All right. Let's go to line three and talk with Kay. Kay, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Michael Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling about, and I have a question. I just lost my fiance. We were together about five years. We were high school sweethearts, and I lost him over 3 months ago, about 3 months ago, and I'm just trying to figure out where do I go, from here, or what's the next step that I take, because I do feel like that I'm growing spiritually. But it's like I'm kind of stuck still mourning him. Okay. And my question to you is, what's the next step that I take in order to become the person that I need to be to move on?
Well, first of all, we would like to extend our condolences to you, Kay. And do you have a support system? I mean, family, friends that mm-hmm. you're able to at least deal with your grieving process with?
Yes, I have family who's here for me, and my friends are also here, but at the same time, I still feel like I'm holding a bunch of that weight on my own shoulders and dealing with it on my own, because mm-hmm. I live alone and stuff like that.
And so that's why it's so important to have that support system and know that grieving is a process. Whenever you lose something, that's just your heart's way of dealing with that experience, so there's nothing wrong with grieving. The challenge is to put yourself in an environment that supports you in moving through that grieving process. And so here's some fuel for contemplation just to think about. Find a group of people that you can trust, that you can connect with, that you can really open up about the experience, the pain, the hurt, the anger that you may feel as a result of the loss. And then you have to make the commitment to you, not to finding that next person. Make the commitment to being completely happy with who you are, and then that right person will show up in your life.
And sometimes you might have to just take that step and seek some outside counseling.
Right.
Sure. Yes.
And absolutely.
It wouldn't hurt, Kay, to see a therapist just to help you go through the grief process. And, of course, if you don't want to just go directly to a therapist, you can go to the bookstore, and there are numerous books dealing with the grief process. It's so important that you understand the process whereby you can understand what you're feeling right now so you can get to the next stage.
And it comes back to the first step, which is to know thyself. Learn about your willingness and ability to create healthy boundaries in relationships. Know that you have to be able to put yourself first in relationships, and eventually you'll find that person that's right for you. But focus on you for a while.
All right. Well, thank you, Happy Father's Day to you.
Okay. And don't forget, just browse the bookstore. Get yourself a book on that, okay? On the grief process. Appreciate you. But time is running fast. Let's go to line one quickly and talk with Felicia. Felicia, you're on the air with Michael Taylor, the author of Black Men Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to say thanks to Michael for sharing the book with everybody. I have not had a chance to pick up the book, but I would love to get it for my husband. But also, I just wanted to kind of call in because I know that I can agree with what he's going through because I went through a spiritual transformation myself several years ago. And I believe what people have to realize is that it all begins with the love of God. I believe that's where we've gone wrong for many, many years, even from the beginning of time, is that when Christ left, those who are believers, he left the Holy Spirit to teach us all things. And what God revealed to me is that except we walk in obedience, we will never understand our purpose for him. And when he showed me in Scripture that we have no need that man teach us anything, then I began to question the Holy Spirit and say, okay, Lord, what happened? How did we get so lost into all of this that we've been taught? And that's because out of disobedience to yielding to the Holy Spirit, and then therefore we walked in this death, what we call, many call life, it's really death, because
Felicia,
and purpose. Yes.
We really appreciate your input this morning. I know we could probably let you go on a little longer, but we're out of time, and I do appreciate your sharing.
Thanks
this morning.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. And good luck to you. And don't forget to buy several copies of the book to share with all the men in your life. Folks want to get the book?
Yes,
how can they get it?
Yes, how do we?
Well, the easiest way to get it is go online at CoachMichaelTaylor.com.
C-O-A-C-H, Michael Taylor.
CoachMichaelTaylor.com.
All right.
Or BlackMenRock.net.
Okay.
And for those who may not have access to...
The internet.
And,
go to the library.
And go to the library. They can also order by phone at 877-255-3588.
Again.
877-255-3588. They can order by phone or online, blackmenrock.net or coachmichaeltaylor.com.
Well, that sounds great. Well, hey, I really appreciate you taking time out to share your book with us, Black Men Rock. On Father's Day. Perfect book for it.
There you go. And again, to all the men out there who have positively impacted a child's life, I want to say Happy Father's Day to them also.
Okay.